This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Top auto industry executives are due at the White House today to talk about fuel economy standards. The EPA and the Department of Transportation are working on 8 options for rolling these back, but the auto industry is not pushing for this as much as the president seems to be for economic reasons. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The current fuel economy rules call on car makers to boost average fuel efficiency from 35 miles per gallon to more than 50 by 2025. A required review of the rules in 2016 found the benchmarks were still feasible. Then President Trump was elected. UCLA law professor Ann Carlson says Trump's EPA threw out that study
and issued its own review, saying that in fact the standards were not feasible either technologically or economically.
But still, the Trump administration hasn't unveiled a specific counterproposal. Gloria Bergquist is president of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
It's critical that future mileage standards are based on sound data.
So today, automakers will be looking for clarity on the numbers and signals as to how the administration might handle the legal challenge from California and 16 other states fighting to keep the current rule in place. Here's what automakers don't want.
To sell different vehicles in some states than we sell in other states. That is disruptive.
Car makers also have concerns over Trump's NAFTA proposals on auto production, but today that conversation may have to take a back seat. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.